Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't want to miss any more time than we have to. Talking to our good friend Seth Lipsky, the author of the Citizen's Constitution and his brand new book, It Shines for All. Seth, tell us where it's available.
It's available on Amazon.com. You can get it on your Kindle. It Shines for All is an anthology of the great gold standard editorials from the New York Sun. It's edited by a man called David Petrushka, and it has a foreword by James Grant.
Yeah.
And
you were editor in chief there, weren't you, of the Sun for a long time, and of course that paper's not around anymore, sadly.
Well, it is around online at www.nysun.com. And
there you go. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, it's just not in print anymore. I'm glad you reminded me about that. And so the book, folks, is about the gold standard. A lot of getting the dollar or the argument for why the American dollar should be, you know, based on gold and not on cotton, I guess. You know, most of the dollar.
No, it's not based on anything. If it were based on cotton, it'd be a lot better than if it were based on nothing. Right now,
I was actually thinking more like, and when I say cotton, I was thinking about what it's made of.
Oh, right. I understand.
But you're right. But look, here's the thing, Seth. A lot of people, Steve Forbes, you, other folks, my good friend, Chuck Cadillac agrees with you guys. I don't know if you know Chuck or not, but all three of you guys have talked about the gold standard on my show. Talk to us about go through the steps that it would actually take to make this happen, to return the American dollar to the gold standard. What would it take?
Well, first of all, it's been done before in history after the paper money was brought in to pay for the Civil War, there was a period of inflation, and then in 1875 they passed something called the Specie Resumption Act,
right.
And the government set up a pool of gold with which to back the currency and passed a law to back it. And once people had the confidence that the currency was backed with gold, they stopped trying to redeem the paper and went back to using paper with more confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some version of that is going to have to be addressed by Congress, a change in the law. And
wouldn't this be beneficial as it would ultimately be, Seth, and I agree with you, wouldn't it be pretty disruptive in the transition period?
You think we haven't had disruption in the last couple of years?
Well played, but still.
There was this wonderful moment in March where the chairman of the Federal Reserve was testifying before Congress, and he was asked by Ron Paul what was his definition of a dollar. And there was this moment where you realize that he replied, well, a dollar is what it'll buy. And he made no reference to any law, to the Constitution.
Wow.
I think people see that and they just, and then they look at what a dollar will buy. You see gasoline now in some places over $5 a gallon, and in a lot of places over $4. I filled my tank with $4.59 gas the other day.
Would returning the gold dollar to the gold standard, that would strengthen the dollar, right?
It would fix it so that you know what it's worth and what it's going to be worth.
If we did this unilaterally, wouldn't it create a much stronger dollar, which then ultimately would potentially hurt our exporting, right?
Well, the idea that a weak currency is a way to build exports It's a very, very controversial theory. I mean, it imports inflation. It has some temporary upside and a lot of complicating factors. So, the period during which our country was on the gold standard, there was periods of great expansion in our economy. And I think there's a body of historians which feel it worked pretty well. It doesn't mean it's a panacea. You've got to have your other policies correctly crafted.
Right.
Seth,
one of the things I want to say, we got about a minute left. Where's the leadership? I mean, where's that going to come from? I mean, this is a major undertaking. I agree with you. I would give anything if we could snap our fingers and make this happen.
Well, there are very few politicians, even in the Republican Party, who are talking about this, which is one of the things that I address, or that is addressed in this book, It Shines for All, the gold standard editorials of the New York Sun. The leader, by far, in this is Ron Paul.
Right.
But there are others who recognize the issue.
But he's recommended that we sell our gold, hasn't he?
Well, he believes that gold should be in the hands of the people if the government is not going to use it to back a gold standard.
Seth, I'm sorry, I've got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. But this, I'm fascinated. I'm so glad that you put this book together. It Shines for All, the Gold Standards of the Sun-Time Editorials. Available wherever books are sold. Seth, will you come back and teach us some more about this?
Sure, be happy to.
We've enjoyed having you here. Thanks for opening our eyes. We'll see you next time. Seth Lipsky, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.